Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. And it's been almost a year since gas explosions in the Merrimack Valley destroyed homes, displaced thousands, and killed 18-year-old Lionel Rondon. Today, Columbia Gas, the utility responsible, says that it is settling class action lawsuits with both businesses and residents for $143 million. WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers is following the story, and he joins us in the studio now. Hey, Callum, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be back. Hey, Tiziana.
So first, Callum, where did this lawsuit begin and who filed it?
Well, it's sort of lawsuits, actually, plural, if you think about it. There were a lot of lawsuits after the gas disaster, as you'd expect. More than a dozen, in fact, brought by people and businesses claiming damage. And some of those have been litigated separately. You mentioned Lionel Rondon. His family settled with the Columbia Gas earlier this month for an undisclosed sum. But a lot of the other cases, Tiziana, were just consolidated into one single proceeding in Essex Superior Court.
And that's the one that we're hearing about today.
Exactly. That's the one that's settling today. And for now, you know, we don't know a lot of detail beyond this headline figure of $143 million. Yeah, it's not a done deal yet. It needs the approval of the judge, James Lang. The plaintiff's attorneys tell me they'll file a motion for a preliminary approval in the next couple of weeks, and then they hope to get final approval by the end of the year. So we're still talking probably months away here, Tiziana. Mm-hmm. They say they're confident they'll get those approvals, and then they'll spell out in more detail how people and businesses can apply to get their shares.
So what's the company saying about the settlement today? What's their position on it?
Well, Columbia, as you might expect, is trying to put this figure in context. $143 million is just some of what they've already paid out. They've paid, for example, $80 million as a settlement to the three towns, Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, that were affected. We mentioned the Rondon settlement. They also settled with the Figueroa family. They owned the house that exploded onto Lionel Rondon. And so, you know, the company is basically saying they're pretty happy with this milestone and now having a chance to continue to move forward.
We know that what happened is tragic and horrible, but we are committed to helping the communities and the residents and the businesses recover. And I think today is a really important milestone in that effort.
That was Dean Lieberman. He's a spokesman for Columbia Gas. And he also mentioned, Tiziana, that even though the company is paying out some $1 billion altogether in repairs and settlements, that the company still remains financially stable. They wanted to underscore that because, after all, these people remain Columbia Gas customers, whether they like it or not, and they want the company to be able to continue to operate.
So how are businesses and individuals responding to this news?
Well, it's kind of a mix, as you might expect. I mean, we spoke, for example, with Carlos Alva. He owns Carlos Cakes Bakery and Candies in Lawrence. He was part of the class action lawsuit, and he seems satisfied, if not thrilled.
It's better than nothing. A little hope for everybody, and the street is good. You know, a little help is a little help.
So you hear that, you know, better than nothing, he says. But on the other hand, we talked to another business owner in Lawrence, Junior Hernandez. He's got a store up there. He's been very outspoken about the toll that this whole disaster has taken on his business. We've had him on this program. He said he hadn't even heard about the settlement when we reached him by phone this morning. And he wasn't the only one, Tiziana. When I reached Joe Bevilacqua this morning, he didn't know about it. And he's the president of the Merrimack Valley Chamber of Commerce. It seemed perhaps a missed opportunity. If you wanted to have the business community sort of trumpeting this as a fair deal, you might loop these people in. So that was one thing that stood out. And here's a little bit more of what Bevilacqua told me.
There's just a great deal of confusion, I think, in terms of how the recipients are, in fact, going to benefit from any funding that was made available by Columbia Gas. And obviously the chamber is not part of that. But I think that the most important thing is that to move as quickly as possible to be able to assist the residents and the business community in putting everything back together.
So when the chamber talks about confusion, Tiziana,
yeah,
let's just review what we're dealing with here. There have been a lot of methods to keep straight. So remember, right in the aftermath, Columbia Gas set up these claim centers for individuals and businesses in the immediate aftermath. Those were huge, long lines. I remember standing with them in Lawrence. And then there's a charitable fund from which people could also apply for aid. Remember, people could apply to Columbia Gas to get those free Thanksgiving meals last year. Now there's going to be this settlement fund. So just there, I've ticked off like five different ways that you might get compensated, and that's nice, but it requires a lot of time and effort to make sure you get what you're owed.
And can you take advantage of all five ways?
You can, okay. But it just is very, very time consuming. And so part of what this settlement fund is designed to do is to fill the gaps that may not have been covered earlier. For example, the lawyers for the plaintiffs have emphasized that anyone who lives in the affected towns or did on the days of the explosion could be eligible for compensation here. So even if you don't have physical damage to your home, you could be eligible for a piece of the settlement because of emotional damage. This is part of the intangible quality they want to get at with this settlement.
So, Callum, if it fills in the gaps, when might people see this money?
Well, not until next year in all likelihood. So as I mentioned, you've got a preliminary approval from the judge, hopefully coming in the next couple of weeks, according to lawyers. But that final approval won't come until the end of the year. And that's still an optimistic timeline. And then after that, they'll have to appoint a court-approved administrator to oversee the fund. This will be something akin to, remember, we had the One Boston Fund after the Boston Marathon bombings, or something like the 9/11 Victims Fund. Those were both overseen by an attorney named Ken Feinberg. He's the type of person who might administer a fund like this going forward. And then, you know, everybody will have a chance to apply. But it's not clear whether there will be sort of a case-by-case format or whether there'll be a very clear structure. If your claim rises to this level, you'll get X dollars. We see what those details look like in the coming months.
So it's complicated. It's confusing. There's a long time horizon. There are a lot of moving parts. There's also already been a lot of pain and loss. Is this enough? Is this settlement $143 million? Is it enough?
Well, you do the rough math on it, and first of all, it may be less than $143 million at the end of the day, because that doesn't include lawyers' fees and administrators' fees. So a sizable chunk of that may come off the top. I asked the lawyers, by the way, how much that would be, and they say they can't ballpark that yet. But suffice it to say, it'll be less than $143 million. And then you sort of just roughly divide that up by all the eligible parties. We're talking about more than 150,000 eligible parties here, Tiziana. They may or may not all file claims, but right there, you're talking about less than $1,000 a piece. Before the fees, if you were divided up equally.
So who thinks this is a good deal?
Well, the lawyers are sounding a lot like town officials did in May when we asked them about the $80 million settlement to the towns. That seemed like perhaps an underwhelming number to some. And remember the mayor said at the time was, yeah, we wish we had gotten more, but we wanted to get money now. And if we had a knockdown, drag-out fight in court, it would be perhaps years before people got anything. And that's exactly what the plaintiff's lawyers told me today. They said, we wanted to get a settlement now because if we had this fight drag on for years and years, people might get more money at the end of the day. But what good is it? You know, you can't pay today's bills with tomorrow's money.
Okay, so very briefly, what happens next now?
Well, for now, I think that individuals and businesses in the Merrimack Valley are just going to push forward and almost treat any money that comes to them as like a bonus down the line. Because even if this money comes with the rough math that we're kicking around, it may be less than $1,000 in a lot of cases. It's not going to be life-changing money whenever it does arrive.
WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers. Callum, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Hey, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.